chapter 39. Evening crimsoned into purple. On the horizon, a blood-coloured sun dipped slowly into the dark, tired sea. Spears with thick rush torches tied to them stood upright in the shore along the tide line. Sunflash the Mace sat, with his head buried in both paws. His war weapon lay on the sand beside him. Colonel Sandgall had come down from the mountain. He threaded his way through the exhausted warriors, shaking paws, patting shoulders, and giving credit where it was due.
Well fought! Good show! Stout fella! Brave girl, what?
Sabretash was cleaning off his blade in the sand. He stood smartly to attention, saluting the old colonel. Sandgall nodded.
Did any of them surrender? Prisoners?
The Herr Captain Sabre pointed to the sea.
None, sir. Afraid not. It was a no-surrender situation. Most of them retreated too far and too fast, dragged out by the undercurrent. As for our own, we got off surprising light, sir, though they're still taking count on wounded and slain.
Sunflash joined them. The red light of blood wrath had faded from his eyes, though they were still dark and troubled.
Sixclaw wasn't lost in the sea, I'm sure of it. He's too cunning for that. Swatter's escaped, and he can't have got very far. It's my job to go after him and finish what he started.
Sandgall gave his monocle a quick polish and looked the badger up and down from head to foot paws.
If I may make so bold as to say, my lord, you're in no fit condition to go chasing off anywhere. Head wound, arrow hole in your left shoulder, spear thrust of foot paw, deep slash across mace paw. How far do you think you'll get in that state, eh? Sanyu, ride back, fetch your box of medical tricks and patch this beast up.
As the hares ministered to his wounds, Sunflash protested.
Don't you see? I must go after Swart. The more time I spend dawdling here, the farther away he's escaping.
But Colonel Sandgall would brook no arguments, not even from the badger lord of Salamandastron.
Tomorrow our long patrol will pick up the ferret's trail. Then you can face the bounder and settle up your score. But if you try to go it alone tonight, sir, then I'm afraid I'll use our warriors to stop you. It is my duty as colonel and senior officer at Salamandastron to protect my badger lord, begging your pardon, and hoping you understand, sir.
Sunflash nodded.
I understand. Ow, that hurts.